Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Ned, how do you handicap the West now after this deal?
Well, I think the Dodgers are still a team to beat, obviously. I think Padres and the Giants and the Diamondbacks really almost missed their opportunity. You're talking about a team with 15 pitchers on the IL. They've got a pitching staff sitting on the IL. They've got over $100 million on the IL. They're not going to be there forever. That they've been able to sustain a lead, that they've been able to beat teams in key games, as we saw in San Diego last Wednesday, and other teams like the Giants lost in Colorado. A tough place to win all those games, but you know, you got to hold that lead last Thursday. You know, Dodgers don't go through stretches like that, and I still think they're the team to beat. Now, you get into a 3 out of 5 later on or a best of 7 later on, anything goes. We've seen that happen historically for many, many years. But as of right now, I think the teams that are chasing the Dodgers missed their opportunity. Dodgers were all the guys that are hurt, and with the schedule that they've had. They have had a very tough schedule for the last month. Toughest schedule that they're going to have all year. From here, it gets easier. They've been able to maintain a lead playing teams that are over 500, playing teams in their division, playing teams that are at the top of other divisions. And they maintained, they held serve, so to speak. So I think they are still the team to beat.
How much does a deal like this help to bolster the reputation, not only of Buster Posey, but the entire Giants franchise around the league?
Well, I think it's huge. I think that, and that's another good point, too. You know, on different talk shows that I've been on, talking Giants baseball or podcasts in the last few months, and I love the Giants. You know, I'd left and I went to L.A., you know, the hated rival, but I'm from Chicago, so I didn't grow up with, you know, a diehard Giant fan, a diehard Dodger fan. I grew up a diehard Cub fan, actually. So, you know, I see it. I see it for what it is. I know what the destination is in L.A. There was just something in The Athletic the other day that it pulled players on the best organization and the place that they wanted to play at. The Dodgers ran the field. The Dodgers were so far ahead of every team, including the second-place team on this survey. And the Giants, I looked, you know, they were pretty far down the list. That hasn't always been that way. For a long time, the Giants were a destination. And the Giants need to become a destination again, in my mind. You look at who they've chased free agent-wise the last few years, and they can't get them in the house unless they're going to overpay them. And so I think that this really will give a lot of players, a lot of potential free agents a chance to say, hey, these guys are back. These guys are real. They know what they're doing. Look what they just did. I think it caught the baseball world by surprise, but I think everything that you're going to see about it will pay dividends for the Giants for years to come, both on the field and in their performance, especially with their lineup, but also with the aura of being a San Francisco Giant. It had great value for 20-some, 30 years, but it lost some luster. And while it was losing luster, L.A. was gaining luster. And, you know, competing with the Dodgers is never going to be easy. Their ownership will always spend. They will always do whatever they think they need to do to to get to the top. And the Giants ownership, I know many of them well still, and they're still at the same caliber. They're still excellent at what they do, but they haven't been able to convince a lot of free agents that this was the place that they should be. There's a short list of high-end guys, and you probably know it, you know, that said, you know what, thanks, but no thanks. And so this, I think, will help change that a bit. Still got to do more, still got to put a run on, still maybe got to do something at the deadline, still got to compete to the utmost and win the round in the playoffs. If you get there, would be another good thing to get the organization back to the point where people can't wait to get to that ballpark, beautiful ballpark, and can't wait to play in a great city.
Ned Coletti with us here on 95.7 The Game. Great stuff. And what you're talking about there, Ned, I think because the early returns on big names and big money have been so quick with Buster Posey, there are a lot of fans right now going, man, why did it look one way with Farhan Zaidi and so quickly and seemingly so easy it changes with Buster Posey taking over? So I know you know these guys. Like, what is your perception of the differences between a Farhan Zaidi run club and a Buster Posey run club?
Well, it'd be unfair for me to chime in on that, having not worked with either person. You know, I know Farhan a little bit. I know Buster very, very little. I just know him more as a player than as an executive. But you know, I think that, you know, it's a general statement. It's not meant to reflect on anybody. That when you take, if you take the human element out, you're going to have a tough time. And I don't know if the human element was out or not. But I do know that Buster Posey's got the human element. Okay, I don't know if Farhan, the extent that Farhan had it. Maybe he had it as great as Buster. I can't talk about that. Don't know it. But I think when you do that, and you know, analytics has got value. There's no doubt it has value. Does it have the value that knowing somebody does? I don't think so. I think it's like hiring somebody off a resume without an interview. But I think that you know, you got somebody that's a Hall of Fame player that didn't have to do this, did not have to get involved to the extent that he's gotten involved. He's got a young family. He's a great family guy. He could have just sat back, went to a few games, took it easy. But no, he's passionate about this organization. And I think that statement alone draws attention to it. And the players who play and the people who manage and coach see that, understand that. And I think suddenly everything is turned up a notch, maybe two notches. And I think it's you know, they're on their way. How far they're going to go this year, we'll have to wait and see. But I think this deal will be looked upon as a turning point. Sure, it can go wrong. Devers can get hurt. Who knows what the future holds. But on paper today, I think this trade will go down perhaps in history as a turning point type of deal for the organization.
Ned,
you know, who knows? But that's how I would see it as of right here, right now.
Yeah, no, I think there are a lot of people nodding their head as they listen to you talk, man. Thank you so much for coming on. That was a great conversation.
All right, anytime. Always a pleasure, guys.
Okay, there he is. Ned Coletti, that was the assistant GM under Brian Sabian with the Giants for years, and then obviously ran the Dodgers for years as well, including running into their 2020 air quotes championship.
Yeah, it's a title, and I'm not going to get bogged down by that, and I am just going to highlight his last answer and just express how much in love with it I am, yeah. Because I've always talked about that, especially in baseball, and he talked about the human element, and he doesn't know Farhan, he knows him a little bit, and he never worked with Buster, so let me just speak in general terms. Throw the spreadsheet out and be a human being, because you're dealing with human beings, and that's why I think this year's team has been so solid, because Bob Melvin, yeah, you guys, you're going to play. He's a human being type of a manager, and Buster Posey, obviously the same. The human touch part of this, I do think, is something that, like you said before, you can't quantify it, but the standings would tell you that, you know, they're probably overperforming a little bit, and it's because these guys feel good yep. about doing their job.
Well, this is part of why, like, I keep... And I love that Bowden said this today too, like relax about Willie Adames. It's going to be fine. And I am a firm believer in what Willie Adames is bringing, even while his batting average is .199. Because you know what Willie has as a teammate? He's got that human element. big time. And they didn't have it in years past. Ned won't say it, but we can. And it wasn't just Farhan. It was also Gabe. It was also Gabe Kapler who ran that dugout and that clubhouse in a very non-human sort of a way. He was two hands off at times. He let the players just handle whatever. But how do you let the players handle whatever when you don't really have any leaders in place and the players are meeting new teammates every Wednesday? Like that's not the human way. It also sort of manifested itself when you would see players get signed to come in and be the right fielder, and then the next thing you know, you're platooning now, or you come in to be a starter and you're a reliever or whatever. All of that stuff, it doesn't mean that players shouldn't be willing to make adjustments. At the same time, though, don't lie to people. I love what you said, something earlier that got glossed over because it wasn't the core of what we were talking about. For every one of you out there who has your issues, whatever your issues are, Kerr ruined Kuminga and Kyle Shanahan's a choke. Fine opinion. You can have that opinion all you want. But you know what both of those guys do? And it's why they're still the coaches of the other two teams in this town. They look people in the eye and they tell them what the hell is going on. And they do not lie. And they do not mince words. They may tell people something they don't want to hear, but they tell them, as opposed to not telling them at all, which is what I think Gabe Kapler did at times. I don't know so much, but probably Farhan Zaidi did at times. And I know damn well that Rafi Devers feels like it's what the Red Sox did this time. And you can't do it. You cannot lie to people. It gets you in trouble every time. And in this case, it brought Rafi Devers to the Giants.
Yeah, and I do think that reputationally, it also affects you either positively or negatively, depending on how you go about it. So even through the Jonathan Kuminga saga, and all roads do lead back to Kuminga, as we've said on the show many times, Kuminga 4 years down, and I think that he's gotten a sense, whether he likes it or not, of where he stands with Steve Kerr and the organization. And I think league-wide, there's value in that where you can't look from the outside in and say, oh, I mean, they jacked him around. Well, maybe he didn't get the playing time he deserved, but I do believe that they've been pretty communicative and honest and,
yes,
you know, straightforward. And like you said, you may not like the message that you get, but when you do it right, then, you know, the player can be upset. But at the end of it, I do think that they handle it the right way.
No question about it in my mind. And so, you know, Ned is there. I'm with you. I love the answer. It's the human touch. Buster has it. Don't know if the last group did, but this group has it. And I thought that today's press conference, happened at 2:30 earlier today, was dripping just overwhelmingly with the human element. You could see it on the faces of everybody there, mainly Rafael Devers. You could see it on his face. You could see it in the fact that, like, that's the message with the teammates all going upstairs. You know, we can joke about, oh, boy, rich teammates walked up an elevator. You know, like, yes, it wasn't hard.
Who were already at work.
Right. It wasn't hard. Doesn't matter, though. It was the human touch. It mattered to them to be there because they wanted Rafi to see that they were there. That's the human touch. And it's never happened before. So it had to mean something. There's a reason it's never happened before, and it happened today.
Yeah, and I think that it set a great vibe in the room, and it was always going to be a celebratory kind of event, and Dave Fleming was emceeing it, and you had a whole bunch of the cognoscenti, the owner, and the president of baseball ops, and the GM, and the skipper, and everybody's up there on the dais, and then in the audience is, well, the pride of 95.7 The Game, Sam Lubman, who got in three questions,
yep,
led the league today with the questions asked. And so it's the media, and then you're hearing cheers. And if you're up there as a new Giant, that had to feel good to have your new teammates up there clapping for you.
No doubt. All right, look, into the 5 o'clock hour, and I think we would love to work through a lot of some of the great conversations that have happened on 95.7 The Game today, and also just update you on what the newsy side of all of this is. If you're just getting into your car and it's been a long day at work, maybe you missed the presser, here's kind of the summary of events. First of all, Rafi Devers has walked in and said, I'll play anywhere, anytime, any day, whatever you want. You're the bosses. I'm the player. That's been Rafi Devers' part. The whole team showed up to the press conference. That's never happened before. Devers is going to bat third tonight. He will be the DH. Wilmer Flores has the night off, but Flo, along with some moving and matching and some Dominic Smith, who's going to play first base tonight, but Flores is going to play some first base, but also have some nights off. He has tonight off, but Devers will start to take ground balls at first and be a part of the first base mix, and eventually, I think, just be the first baseman ASAP whenever he's ready. Casey Schmidt will continue to be the third baseman until Matt Chapman is back and healthy. That's kind of the lay of the land right now. Top four in the lineup are going to go Jung-Hoo Lee, Willy Adames, Rafael Devers, Elliot Ramos. There are your top four in that order at this time for this game with the Guardians in town tonight. That's kind of the newsy stuff. But also, Dave Fleming and Jim Bowden and GM Zach Manassian, they've all been on the station within the last 24 hours, and I think all had some really, really interesting things to say. But I want to start maybe with this. This is something Bowden said not on 95.7 The Game. He said this on Foul Territory TV last night. You got to hear this to set the table with regard to what the Giants just pulled off.
It can't happen. This is egregious. And, you know, look, the ego affects the progress of mankind. It always has. An ego got in the way here. And whether it's Craig Breslow's ego after Devers wanted to meet with Cora and John Henry and not him, or whether it's John Henry's ego upset that he's paying a guy $300 million that didn't want to run over and play first base. I mean, I don't know the reasons behind it. They have their own reasons. But no, this is unacceptable. You know, the late Sparky Anderson, who was the manager of the Big Red Machine in the 70s, he took me aside when I was a rookie GM in Cincinnati. And he said, always remember one thing. The game is about the players. The game is about the superstar players. Work with them. They will help you win games. And I always did that in my career. And I understood it and I respected it. And I had to make tough decisions, right? Like I had to move Alfonso Soriano from second base to left field, and he didn't want to do it. And he ended up hitting 40 homers and stealing 40 bases that year. And I had to move Tony Fernandez from shortstop to third base, and he wouldn't talk to me. And he moped around me because I had Barry Larkin as short. I couldn't put him there. But you know what? It didn't matter what he felt about me. I don't care. I don't care what he felt about the owner. You know what I cared about? I cared about what Barry Larkin thought about him. That's what was important to me. I cared about Ryan Zimmerman, how he felt about Soriano. Like, that's what mattered to me. And if those players are going to win, the players love Rafael Devers. He's their best player. I don't care if he hurt Breslow or Henry's feelings for not wanting to do something. Either you make the player do it, and if you're not going to make him do it, then you live with the consequences. But you certainly don't trade him for this return under any circumstances.
I love it. I love it. It's a deal that cannot happen from the Red Sox standpoint, which means Giants, if you're a fan of the Giants, you just got over on one. And then the other thing I really want to do, I'm going to force myself to do this. I suggest it for everybody here in the Bay Area. Judge Rafi Devers starting now. Don't buy this. He was a bad clubhouse guy that a lot of Red Sox execs and employees are now pushing, because the baseball people I listen to are all saying what Jim just said. The teammates loved Rafi Devers.
Right.
And he also said to Steining Goo today, Rafi is a great kid, great personality. Don't listen to what New England is spewing.
And it's kind of like the way you had to treat Jimmy Butler, where, yeah, the backstory, and, you know, he had the run-in, of course, in Minnesota, where he challenged the third stringer and he against the starters, and he embarrassed him, and then, you know, he forces his way out of Miami, and he and Pat Riley and this and that, and bad locker room guy, and Jimmy Butler quit on the team, all that stuff, all that nonsense. Well, you come here, you get to judge him now on the new Jimmy Butler, like Jimmy with the Warriors. And it's got to be the same thing with Rafael Devers, because I'm sure there were things behind the scenes that he didn't do great, do well. Maybe there were some blow-ups or some tantrums. Whatever happened there, it's now here. So for me, as a fan and as a human being, you turn the page when something like this happens and you judge Rafael Devers on what he does as a Giant. So far through the press conference, he looked relaxed. He looked very happy.
Yes, he did.
And, you know, he's got his interpreter. I don't know if he understands every bit of English, but you could tell that he knows a lot of English.
Oh, yeah. He started answering a lot of the questions in Spanish before waiting. And that's when
the
Giants...
first question, they're like, Rafi, you know, Rafi, you have anything to say? Nah, I'm good.
Yep.
And the laughter comes up. And, you know, then he kind of launched into his thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Bowden by Steiny and Goo was asked what this does for the Giants' playoff chances.
I thought before the trade they were a wild card team, and I thought they were a wild card team because of the pitching and the defense and the development of some of the young pitching and the fact that Robbie Ray's got that changeup going. And so when you got him and Webb at the top, and then you got Birdsong and Roop, you got a really good four-man rotation. You got Doval pitching better, and it's a decent defensive team for sure, especially when Chapman's out there. So I felt like this was a wild card team. Now I feel like it's a playoff team. So I'm not going to go as far as telling you I think they're going to beat the Dodgers and win the division. I think that's going to depend upon the health of Tyler Glasnow and Blake Snell and Ohtani and that starting pitching the Dodgers have. Dodgers still have a better lineup top to bottom. That's not going to change. But are the Giants good enough to win the division right now? Yeah, they are. Ooh. And if not, they're a playoff team.
There you go. So it's not just about, I think that assessment is perfect. In other words, and there is that word, my least favorite word is now here.
Expectations.
There's no avoiding it. Yes, you are good enough to win the division. If not, yes, you should be in the playoffs, assuming health. And then, oh, by the way, I think at least I translate what he's saying as, you know, well, I thought you were a wild card team. Now I think you're a playoff team. To me, what I translate that as to mean is when you get to those playoffs, you have what it takes to move through them. So, like, I don't want to say it this way because it doesn't come off sounding great, but who gives a rip if they win the division? Like, get to the tournament, and then you have what you need to move through the tournament because your pitching staff is elite. The Dodgers, if they get healthy, they've got a good pitching staff. The Mets have a good pitching staff. But those are the staffs that right now, to me, look like the ones that are going to be ready to go in October. And now you've got a lineup as well that can battle out there with all of the other National League lineups.
Yeah, I think you're right. And what I was hearing him say is when you're a playoff team, that means you get through the wild card round because only two teams get a bye. And so the other four are in the wild card series, which is three games at the higher seeded team's park.
Yep.
Which, I mean, you could host that if you're the four seed.
Sure.
If you're the top wild card, then you would host that. But I heard him say, like, to be a playoff team would mean you get into an actual series where you play at your park, you play at their park. The wild card is, I mean, it's convenient. Three games at the higher seeded team's park, and it is the playoffs. Although it feels a little bit more like a super play-in tournament, NBA style, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that this will feel satisfying. And again, we're getting way ahead of ourselves. But
that's what we can do.
I don't think it'll feel satisfying in this moment to make the wild card, you know, lose two games and go home. That's not going to feel satisfying.
Correct.
But if you get beyond that and you get into a longer playoff series, this fan base is not going to demand a World Series appearance this year. Plus, by the way, let me add, it's baseball. And so, you know, very dissimilar to what we're watching with the OKC Thunder right now. Like, we know this. In baseball, you don't have to be the best team. You just have to be a very good team that's playing well at the right time. And you can move through the playoffs and succeed.
Especially when you have two aces, and they do. So
yep.
If we just continue this dream of the wild card round, no matter what seed you are, you got Logan and Robbie Ray, who goes tonight, and you feel good about your chances with those two. And then game three, you decide between who you want to have. Maybe it's Verlander, the vet. It doesn't even matter at this point. Maybe you win the first two and you advance. But in a short series, a really short series, you've got two dominant pitchers, top 10 in the Cy Young race right now for sure, and now you have a lineup that even if one of them is shaky, you've got enough offensively to where it's not an automatic loss anymore.
One more from Bowden because this is interesting. You know, he kept saying, you never make a deal like this, and then he would add on, especially for this return. All right, let's talk about the return.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what the Red Sox got. Listen to Bowden's assessment.
For Boston, you got two failed starters. And look, I'm not saying Harrison someday, 3 years from now, might not develop into a middle of the rotation starter if command and control comes. It's possible. Hicks is a middle reliever. That's what he is. You know, I like Tibbs. I think he has a plus hit tool and a plus power tool, but he is never going to be Devers. He's never going to be an all-star. He's never going to win a Silver Slugger or Gold Glove. He's the best player Boston got in the trade. And the young kid and the teenager that weighs 160 pounds in rookie ball, yes, he's got a good arm and he's blowing the fastball by people. You know, the odds on him making are probably somewhere between 1 and 3%. That's the odds. So at the end of the day, this was an absolute heist. It was a robbery.
Okay, this is a fascinating clip right here.
Well, first of all, you come for the content, you stay for the guru noises. We got two classic.
I think one or two of them might have actually been Steiny.
Well,
really?
Yeah. I just want to know if they were accidental. Those are my favorite. You know what I mean? Like, that just came out. Yeah. Anyway.
A little bit of Rick Ross in there with the, huh?
Hey, hey. Huh. It's kind of like Kyle Shanahan at the podium. Anyway.
The return. What was the first thing you said? Two mediocre starters?
Failed. Oh. He used the word failed. Failed starters.
Strong.
Well, look, the Jordan Hicks thing is actually fascinating.
He's a middle reliever.
Well, but this is, to me, this is part of the Giants having him in the deal is not because, oh, he's the only established big leaguer in the group. I think that was their way of saying, sure, we'll take you $254 million. By the way, you need to take one of our bad contracts. And a much smaller one. And I don't even remember exactly what Jordan was making. Was it, I don't know, 10, 12 million a year? Was it a four-year deal, I think?
Yeah, four like for that. 44.
There, four, okay. $11 million a year. But it had 2.5 more years on that deal.
$25 million remaining.
And the Giants, he'd kind of lost his role. The starting thing didn't work. He was not going to be a starter. He was not going to be the closer on this team. He's got three closers ahead of him. He was a middle reliever, and he wasn't doing very well with it. So they got the Red Sox to take their bad contract. But then to call Kyle Harrison a failed starter this early in his career is pretty harsh. To say that Tibbs was the best player they got to Harrison is pretty harsh. And then I love, you know, a professional GM's assessment on a low A flyer, which is, yeah, like that is a less than 5% chance that that guy even makes the big leagues. When you look at it through that lens, one man's opinion, but when you look at it through that lens, my God, I mean, he makes it sound like the Giants got Devers for free. I mean, and that $28 million a year, yeah, for the next 2 years, subtract Jordan Hicks 11 out of it.
Good point.
And that's what you're actually paying Rafi Devers.
And also there is some deferred money in there as well.
Totally.
So the real cash hit is much less. And yeah, I guess when you look at the upside for Boston, the number one upside is getting rid of that contract. The number two upside is getting rid of a player who clearly you felt like was a bad actor in your clubhouse. So if you're Boston, you prioritize getting out from underneath the money and getting out from underneath the personality or the cancer player, as Papelbon referred to it on a podcast. And so then Boston's looking at, all right, we got rid of that. What do we get back, Jim? And so you take a look at it, and it's Harrison, 35 starts into his career. Not great. He's been mediocre so far. Young player, 23. Contract is really good. Team control for another year, and then it's arbitration. Jordan Hicks, I don't know. I mean, could he come on and be somebody's really good middle reliever or be like a setup guy? That's the one that is a bit of a head-scratcher because he pitched okay last year, and then this year he wasn't good, and now he's not in the bullpen. I don't know if he wants to be a reliever. That's the one where I think you're right. Like, all right, we're taking your $250 million. You got to do us solid.
Yeah.
A little baby solid.
Like, I really do, but, like, I judge sports based a lot on the gut feeling that happens when I'm watching something, and all I know is I when Jordan Hicks would come into the game, that would not feel good. I was not excited about that. So I was kind of glad that he was off the team. Now, I don't feel that way about Kyle Harrison at all. I'm not glad he's gone. But the way it was feeling in this moment, especially with Justin, like, the, the timing is unbelievable with Verlander being ready to come back, and he will pitch in this series. Is that tomorrow or Thursday that Verlander
They're expecting him to pitch tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Justin Verlander is now just put him right back into the rotation.
Hasn't been activated yet, so not official, but that's their expectation.
He will tomorrow, and I wonder, like probably Christian Kos would be my guess. You know, as far as who's getting sent out, I don't know. Joey Lucchese is up also. He might got sent back down. I think
Bailey's able to come off on Saturday.
Okay. Well, that's going to be, and then one of the catchers will get sent down. So, you know, no big deal there, but it feels like, to a fan, it feels like the Red Sox sent Rafi Devers to the Giants, and the Giants gave up, hang on, let me check, nothing is leaving your roster that makes you go, wait a minute, hold on, I didn't want that off my roster. Nothing.
Well, for now, I mean.
Yes.
And James Tibbs in low A, he's having a great year, and he had a great year at Florida State. Yeah, he's not quite 23,
but he's a first-round pick. He's got skills, right. He's got, single A. Great.
Right. 12 homers in 200 at-bats, which is really good, and an OPS of 860. So now he'll go, I'm sure, to high A with Boston, and maybe he gets to double A this year. Maybe he gets fast-tracked, and if he turns out to be a good player, like Jim said, he's not going to be Devers.
Yeah.
Like, he won't be Devers. So even if you gave up Hicks, which you were happy to do, you give up Harrison, who, you know, right now he's middling on what he's done so far. And then the last guy you gave up, who's just a baby.
Yeah.
Tibbs is the real, I think, attractive piece for Boston.
Yeah, but that's risk-free. And again, that's single A, man. Take it from somebody.
Yeah.
You know, I used to do games in single A. There would be guys down there that would be crushing the ball. And I'm like, ooh, I did this with a couple of those guys. I'd be like, sign this bat, sign this card. Cause I'm like, this dude's going to be a star in the bigs. And you'd never hear their name again.
That was it, huh?
If Tibbs is a big prospect, what was Luciano the last 3 years? Like, there are dudes that are right on the doorstep of the bigs crushing the ball. And then they come to the bigs. And they don't crush the ball anymore. So I've never even seen James Tibbs play.
Me either.
I have no idea what that's going to be. Maybe Jim Bowden is wrong. Maybe the guy's going to be a star. But you know what you just traded him for? Somebody who already is a star.
Right.
So that's completely risk-free, if you ask me. His commentary, though, on Kyle Harrison today was fascinating. Called him a failed pitcher, said that Tibbs was the best player in the deal, and then at another time added, if I'm Boston, you got to get Birdsong or Roop, not Harrison. So he was flatly putting those two guys above Harrison as well. Clearly not Kyle Harrison's biggest fan, Jim Bowden.
Yeah, and you've only seen, this is year three, but only 35 or so starts, and he did pitch hurt last year, and I just look at the stuff right now, and it's not major league ready. I'm no pitching coach or a scout, but you can just watch it, and it's all the fastball all the time, and it's a great fastball. It's a plus fastball, but you got to have more than that when you're facing these guys who can turn around 100-mile-an-hour fastball. And, you know, Kyle's usually in the mid-90s, and it's good. He can locate it, but he needs more in the arsenal. Fascinating thing about Tibbs, and it's essentially like when they traded Zach Wheeler. It was a single-A player, and it took Zach Wheeler almost a decade to get to where he was a dominant pitcher, and he was worthy of, you know, what they traded him for, which was Carlos Beltran. So if Tibbs takes, you know, 6 or 7 years, and you look up in 6 and 7 years and he is the Zach Wheeler of hitters and he's an all-star, well, I still think you look back on the trade and think it's a good deal because you're going to have Devers still when that happens.
Well, I mean, yeah, you got to tell the whole story, I think, when you look at stuff like that. You know, Wheeler got acquired by the Mets. He never did anything great for the Mets. It was the Phillies by the time he became really good. And, oh, by the way, that deal happened in 2011. So people go, oh, it didn't work. Well, I'm sorry, what happened 2 out of the next 3 seasons in San Francisco?
Right.
They won the World Series. And Zach Wheeler, had he still been with the Giants, would not have contributed to those teams. He wasn't ready, or certainly wasn't ready to play well. So to look back on that and act like the Giants really, really lost out on something, I don't think is fully accurate. And that's why I look at this as, again, there's nothing that's no risk, I don't, that doesn't exist in life, but this is as low as it gets for a player like Rafi Devers. Dave Fleming was on the roast earlier today and was asked, what does this trade say about Buster Posey?
They've taken some criticism here over the last few years as people have accused him of not being fully committed. And I always push back on that. And I think this is evidence that they are committed to having a championship caliber team here. I do. I think it tells you about Buster that you should believe what he says. You know, when Buster took over, he said, you know, one of the main things he said, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but in essence, he prefers and wants to and really believes in the value of having a core group of players that is together for a long time. That's how you build team chemistry. That's how you build a bond where everybody plays for each other, where you have an unselfish type of baseball where you're playing for the team. You're not necessarily focused on individual goals. And, you know, I don't think Buster was criticizing players on short-term deals from the past years, but there's always like a competing interest when you're churning through a roster and bringing in guys on one-year deals or option deals or whatever, where, you know, they have to be thinking about what's my next contract and how am I best set up for that, as opposed to, I think Buster's preference strongly is to have a core group that is together for a while.
I mean, I think that this has probably been undersold by all of us having conversations about this right now. If you think about what Flem just said, and I want you to think about this, any one of these players could struggle. Any of them could get hurt. Anything could happen. I get that. But if you're excited about Chapman, Adames, Devers, Ramos, and Jung-Hoo Lee, do you know when the next time is that you need to worry about any of their contracts?
It would probably be with Ramos and arbitration in 2029 would be my guess.
That is absolutely correct.
And it is his arbitration year?
He has four. Well, he's got four arbs before after this year.
Yeah. That's such a Farhan special.
He's got four arbs before you need to deal with this. Now, obviously, that means you got to avoid arbitration, blah, 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 sign him to a one-year deal each time. But Ramos is under team control for four more years. Jung-Hoo Lee, I guess you could argue, I think has an opt-out, even though it was a six-year contract. He might have an opt-out after this year, so you could mix that into this. But Chapman, Adames, Devers, Ramos, Jung-Hoo Lee, all of them are locked up with the Giants into the next decade, into 2030, before any of them would potentially be free to go somewhere. So your core and the top five hitters in your lineup, these five guys can get together and just be teammates as long as they're being successful. Trades could happen. Injuries could happen. You're being successful. If that's Buster's goal, and it clearly is, my God, what you've created in a short amount of time is unbelievable.
It's fantastic. And go back to Buster's era when he came up in 09 for a cup of coffee, then 2010, and you had Crawford, who was there forever, and Pablo was there for probably a decade, right? And Brandon Belt and Buster Posey. You had a certain amount of core position players then that, you know, Belt and Crawford, Panda and Posey, all four of them spent many, many years together, and eventually all things do come to an end. But I think Buster, having had that experience with the same teammates and mostly the same lineup, you know, Crawford played every day and Belt did when he was healthy, and the Panda was a switch hitter, and Buster played as much as a catcher can, and he had that and they won. So he takes over and he's like, I want what we had, which is that and to win.
And by the way, we're leaving out the name that right now I want to leave out, but there's certainly hope surrounding it. You might be able to add Bryce Eldridge to this group starting next year or whenever. And if he is what he promises to be, well, then next year you're adding a 21-year-old, 6-foot, I don't know what, bomb-hitting first baseman to this whole thing. Devers can be your DH. And now you've got six players who hopefully will be successful and can be teammates for a long time and can actually form a lineup that Giants fans can buy a ticket or sit down and watch on TV and really feel good about. My God.
I mean,
we're here.
was this so hard?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
It really was.
No, it was, and it is. And, you know, Adames and really Chapman, I think, becomes the first real anchor piece, and you give Farhan credit for Jung-Hoo Lee, who not only is a good, exciting player, but he's somebody that everybody wants to root for. He's got his own section, and he's got to be the most popular jersey out there. I can't confirm that, but you see 51 Jung-Hoo Lee jerseys everywhere, and then Chappie comes in, and then you keep him, and you get Adames, and now you get Rafael Devers, and you know Ramos is the one guy who came up from the farm, and that's the thing that we always talked about. You got to develop him, draft and develop, or trade for him. And when there's Willy Adames, who you were able to get through free agency to come in and be a hitter. So now you mentioned it. You got your five. You got five of your nine who are bust out the Sharpie, put them in the lineup.
Yep. Yep.
And that's exciting.
Well, and for the moment, I think you might be able to do that pretty soon with every position on the diamond. Because, you know, by the way, we leave this out too much because he's not hitting well, but Patrick Bailey is not to be tossed aside. This is also someone who was under team control for a really long time, and whether you like his batting average or not, this is a phenomenal catcher behind the plate. And then, you know, with Yaz and Wright, Tyler Fitzgerald over there at second base, you know, like, we'll see where all of that goes, but I think this year that's essentially going to be your lineup. All right, great stuff. We'd still love to hear from you, 888-957-9570. The baseball game's going to start. Rafi Devers' first at-bat as a Giant is just over an hour away. Glad you're with us. If you're planning a road trip, Tahoe, Napa, down the coast, whatever, make your first stop Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive in, stay in your car, and be done in about 15 minutes. Your ride will be ready before you even pack the snacks. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for coupons, 888-957-9570. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're on their way. How far they're going to go this year, we'll have to wait and see. But I think this deal will be looked upon as a turning point. Sure, it can go wrong. Devers can get hurt. Who knows what the future holds. But on paper today, I think this trade will go down, perhaps in history, as a turning point type of deal for the organization. That's a great question.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. First day back.
That's a big one. Yeah.
Big boy.
First day back, and that's Ned Colletti. And it was genuine. He's not on the payroll. Can you remind me, though, what was the question? What'd you ask him?
Yeah.
It was something about the way a GM.
That's a great question.
Yeah. It was something about the way a GM kind of values
the prospects. Yeah.
Right.
How do you balance out and assess your own prospects when you're looking to make a trade of this nature where, you know, you got young players that you're going to part with? How do you go about doing that?
That's a great question.
Because like Tibbs is a great example. He's 22. He was awesome at Florida State last year, and he's off to a really good start at low A.
Yeah.
And so you can never project. And I looked at Marco Luciano, and this, I believe, is his eighth year in the organization.
It feels like his 18th. But anyway, go ahead.
But that's, I think, where you get into that slippery slope of, you know, he was good and he's making progress and he's young. And so we're going to wait. And then you got to a spot where last year you finally wanted to give him a chance and he looked lost in the field and overmatched at the plate. And so all that time and investment has not yet netted fruit. And you're not going to give up on Luciano. ..
Not yet.
But again, with Tibbs, like, okay, he's almost 23 and he's off to a great start, but it doesn't mean in 2 years he's going to be here and dominate.
No, but you know, it's funny. Like, when you say you're not going to give up on Luciano, no, but yes. Yeah, you are. What position does Luciano play?
All of them.
Well, yeah.
That's a great question.
What was he?
Originally. He was a shortstop.
All right, now you got Willy Adames for 7 years. So okay. Now what is he?
He's been a first baseman.
Okay, he's been a first baseman. What'd they just do? Rafi Devers, first base.
And Eldridge, yeah.
First base. All right, so now what's his position?
He's an outfielder, Mark.
That's a great question.
You can keep that coming, Ned.
Yeah. Like, by the way, you want to look at the River Cats sent out their lineup for tonight. Marco Luciano is in it. So is Bryce Eldridge. So.
Game show music, please.
Game show music, please.
Da-da-da-da.
Come on, hot shot. What position? By the way, so's Luis Matos.
I want to guess, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Matos, Wisely, Eldridge, Luciano, Meckler, and McCray are all in the Cats lineup tonight.
Yep.
I want to see if anybody can run the table. Give me all the positions and nail it. You guys could do it together.
All of them?
All of them. All right.
Give me the names again.
Okay. I'll go name by name. Bryce Eldridge, where do you think he's playing?
First base.
Yeah, concur.
Okay. If there's any dissenting opinion, please speak before. That's correct.
Yes.
Bryce Eldridge will play first base. Next, Brett Wisely. What position do you think he's playing?
Do we think second, Dibs?
Yep.
All right.
I got him at second.
That's correct. All right. Luis Matos is playing. What position do you think he's
gotta
playing?
Got to be in outfield, Dibs.
I got him in left.
No, we're going to have to, specifically, what outfield position do you think he's playing?
So McCray's also out there. I would imagine McCray's center.
Agreed.
So it's going to be a corner.
And I got
Then hold on. Let's back up. Grant McCray, what position do you think he's playing?
We think center
field.
Okay, that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, again, Wade Meckler and Luis Matos and Marco Luciano
are
all in the lineup. Let's go back to Luis Matos.
Back to Matos.
Back to you. What do you think he's playing? Hot shots.
Yeah.
Matos, Dibs, left field?
I got him in left, yeah.
I'm good with that.
I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
Right field?
Okay.
Right field.
That's
right
a little nitpicky, but I get it. Corner outfield.
I mean,
it's fair.
Wade Meckler. Where was Wade Meckler playing tonight?
I got Mecky in left.
Left? All right, I'll ride with you, Dibs.
Yep.
Left?
There it is. Yeah. Dingus.
All right, so geniuses.
See his shortstop?
Where do you think Luciano has got action tonight?
Running out of names. Who else is in the lineup?
That's it. Well, no, there's three other. I mean, Alcantara, Basabe, and Kavanaugh.
Well, he's not catching.
No.
I mean, shortstop?
You tell me, hot shots.
Yeah.
They have DHs in AAA. Is he DHing? No chance.
No, he doesn't DH very often. You know what? I got him at third.
I disagree. I'll say short.
Okay. You're both wrong. Marco Luciano's your DH tonight.
He's the DH.
Luciano is your DH. This is such a, I mean, to me, this is just the whole organization shrugging its shoulders.
Yeah.
They're like, dude, I don't know. Just keep taking at bats. We don't know what to do with you. We have two first basemen. We got a shortstop. We got a third baseman. We got outfielders galore. And you can't catch. But also, you're not going to be our DH. We just acquired Rafael Devers for $254 million. And Bryce Eldridge is our top prospect. So, all right.
Yeah.
Do you think Buster in the negotiation with the Red Sox threw out Marco Luciano's name at all?
It's possible.
Yeah. And the Red Sox probably were like, yeah, what else?
Yeah.
What else you got?
Right.
What else is happening down there? How about that Tibbs guy?
This is his 6th year in the organization. He obviously didn't play in 2020 with the COVID situation, and he's not even 24. Marco Luciano will be 24 coming up in September. So, yes, he's played more baseball than Kyle Harrison, but if we're not going to give up on Kyle Harrison, you probably aren't quite ready to give up on Marco Luciano yet. The fact that he's DHing tells you that they don't love the glove, and his OPS is 741 this year.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah. No, he's not doing much.
And he hasn't done much, though, other than a stint in the Arizona Fall League, where he had himself a good fall.
Such a bummer.
It is.
Like, there's no room for bummer right now. Like, the Giants put their lineup together, and you can see now, you can see the sun through the forest. You can, like, all of it is really coming together. And I'm not going to act like Bryce Eldridge is a lock, because no such thing exists. You know what I mean? But Marco Luciano, man, since I came home 6 years ago, Marco Luciano has been on the doorstep, and we thought ticketed for stardom. The fact that in 2025, he has a 740 OPS and is sitting in AAA as their DH is just unbelievable to me. Like, unbelievable. And by the way, it is another cautionary tale. It's why Jim Bowden thinks the Red Sox just got a pile of nothing.
And we're going to find out. Just one side note, James Tibbs will be reporting to AA Portland.
Wow.
So
good for him.
Tibbs goes from low A, skips A, and goes right to AA in Portland. He'll debut tomorrow. So just something to keep an eye on, not Tibbs' watch.
No, but I mean,
think that highly of him.
Change his last name to Jefferson, man. He's moving on up.
That's right. Not quite the east side. He's going to Portland, but to the west side.
Thank you, Grandy. Grandy,
I get that reference.
You got it. You got it. Lucas didn't. For sure didn't.
He's not listening.
Yeah, he's not listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever, Lucas.
So, I mean, Bowden is right. As of now, the Red Sox got, quote, nothing, and you know, the Luciano one is a bit of a cautionary tale, although he started as a pro at 17, and Tibbs, he had, I think, 26 homers last year, metal bat, Florida State, and he joined a professional organization already as a grown-up, which I do think helps out a lot.
No doubt. Hey, by the way, I want to remind everybody, the Valkyries and Dallas Wings are already underway, and you can check that out on the Odyssey app. Download the app if you haven't already. And if you haven't already, like, come on. Do you listen to our station or not? Download the damn app already. The Valkyries have their own channel there. Search Valkyries. You'll find it. And then don't forget, tomorrow we will be giving you a chance. And I actually want to ask the guys, is it all the shows? I think all the shows? Yeah.
All shows have
all
a pair of tickets.
Each show has a pair of tickets to give away tomorrow. For Thursday night's Valkyries game at Chase, Caitlin Clark is going to be in town.
Pretty fun.
Okay? That's a big deal. Caitlin Clark is coming to town, and all three of our shows have a pair of tickets to give away against the Indiana Fever Valkyries on Thursday night. Again, we will do our pair between 5 and 5:30 tomorrow. So listen, in the 4 o'clock hour for the Oracle Park and My Chemical Romance tickets, the 5 o'clock hour for the Caitlin Clark Valkyries Fever tickets. All right, so a lot to do tomorrow, a lot to give away.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And by the way, you can listen on 95.7 The Game Thursday night. And if you want tickets to that game or any of their upcoming games, go to Valkyries.com. Grandy, what are you about to do on the air here?
We're going to hear from the voice of the Giants, Dave Fleming, on with the morning roast earlier this morning. And then, unfortunately, we had so many good things to choose from. We're going to have to replay Jim Bowden.
I would do the same. I take no offense.
Ned Coletti was great.
I take no offense.
Rewind, Free Odyssey app, head to YouTube, all that. But
plus, didn't we dominate yesterday? Didn't we take both?
I think you did. Yeah.
If you're passing on Coletti, then we had ourselves a good day here on the station.
Yeah,
Ned was awesome.
Ned was awesome. And Odyssey app, YouTube, if you missed any of that. All right, that's Grandy. He's next. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. You want to do it again tomorrow?
Big time.
Okay, let's do it again tomorrow. We'll be reacting to Rafi Devers' first at-bats as a Giant. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.